This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is the chief instructor there. His name is Super Dave Harrington, although Super is not actually on your birth certificate, right?
Correct. Excuse me, Brett. How you doing, Mr. Bell?
I'm good. Now, I got a question for you. I need a little help with this, because this is what happens. So, when I was taking Steve's class last year, it was very, very hot, and I was working my way to a mild heat injury. I didn't know it at the time. I kind of suspected.
Okay.
I was not hitting anything. You know, it was an optics class, and at 25 yards, it was just, looked like I was a blind man shooting a shotgun.
Okay.
And I started getting in my own head about that. And I got progressively worse.
Okay, describe being inside your own head. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I was with a bunch of people, you know,
you
and I do.
You were just letting it get under your skin?
Yes, I was. Oh, yes, I was. I was letting it get under my skin big time. And I was with a bunch of people, and, you know, they could see my target. I could see theirs. They were all assimilating, you know. I'm a decent student when I'm not.
They were performing well, and you were not.
That's exactly right.
It was obvious.
How does an instructor like you, how do you deal with people that get out there and start playing, dealing with the inner game of shooting?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. And depending on what you're actually trying to accomplish, you know, what's the purpose of training? What's the goal? You can build that in, you know, with man-on-man exercises, team shoots, different things, but even if you don't work it into the program you're running, it will sometimes naturally occur just based on the personalities of the individuals in the crew. You know what I mean?
Right.
It kind of just takes care of itself, man. It's human nature. You know, people start getting competitive and, you know, especially over the course, it's more prevalent, like over the course of a 2-day gig.
Right.
Where you have, you know, day one is like a shakedown. You know, come morning day two, everybody pretty much knows who's, you know, who, and go from there. So that naturally occurs. You have the time for that to happen over a 2 or 3 day gig, you know?
Right.
So imagine what you can accomplish, you know, when you're on the same gun team of four dudes for 3 years. Kind of, I don't know, I just threw that out there, dude, just to kind of give you a snapshot.
Well, I mean, I worked with when I was in the military, I was part of a team that I worked with the same team for three when I was in Europe, so I get what you're saying.
Right, very cool. Well, here's in response to your query. One, if you were aware that you were, you know, even a suspected heat injury, you should have immediately checked fire on yourself and taken a break and get checked out, because what a lot of people take for granted is like a true heat injury or a true cold injury, you never really recover from that. Once you have it, it's always a concern for the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had a few. When I got to Fort Polk, Louisiana, they thought it would be a good idea to do some PT in full MOP 4.
Wow.
And
that's hardcore.
No, that's not hardcore. That's pretty stupid.
Y'all got a lot out of that, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did. I passed out. I sure did. I passed right
Holy
out.
Crap.
I'd been in the Army for 3-4 years, and I'd never been told to let's do some PT here in the middle of summer in Leesville, Louisiana, in MOP 4. And what I didn't know was everybody else knew to strip down into their PT uniform. Which I just come from Europe, which was World War III back in the 80s. And, when somebody called gas, we weren't getting out there going, hey, well, I'm going to strip down into my PT shorts before I get in here. No telling. Maybe the old man's going to make me do some side straddle hops. You know, when somebody was yelling gas, we were masking up and throwing stuff all over. We weren't sitting around. You know, we actually trained.
Exactly.
So, you know, that little stupidity,
well,
I'll never forget that.
The other point of interest is, check this out. If you're going to become a heat injury, like, for example, you become dehydrated, you got to look at your physiology too, dude. The eye organs are made up of like, what, 85-90% fluid?
Yep. That's
so when
exactly
you get dehydrated,
happening.
Your body's got to pirate liquid from somewhere. You know, your brain needs liquid to work. And I've actually experienced it several times where I know when I've had enough is like when I'm visually exhausted, when I can no longer focus, you know, recognize the point of, you know, you've had enough. And, you know, I do that quite often. Just the other day, I went out to put in a light workout, and 600 rounds later, I was kind of like, wow, this is going really smooth. But if you do the math on it, the smoother it goes, generally the more ammunition you consume.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to play it by ear, but recognize the fact that when you start having focal issues, like focal control of your eyes, when you cannot focus to see what you know you should be looking at, take a break, dude. You're done.
Oh, I did. I went into the chow hall where they had nice air conditioning and a lot of water. Drank a whole lot of water. Came back. I was able to actually hit targets in. So I did complete the class.
Well,
I did have to sit down. But prior to that, and we're coming up on the first break, but before I fully comprehended that I was going, because it was hot. It was October in South Carolina, which is, you know, it's not exactly the fall in South Carolina in October. So in order to, you know, I kind of thought, well, it's, you know, it's October. I did this on purpose because the last class I'd taken before that was a year before tactical response in June.
Right.
And so I figured, well, okay, I'll wait till October. And Steve was coming down, so I signed up for his class. I went to his class, and, of course, it was 103. It was hotter in October in South Carolina than it was in June.
Well, was that the temperature? What was the heat index?
I don't know what the heat index was.
Two different things, dude. It can be 100 degrees out, but the heat
temperature
index is like 110.
Well, I don't know what the heat index
like
was.
Death actually, weather.
Yeah, the heat the Fahrenheit
heart
reading was
weather.
Yeah, it was 103. But we're coming up on the first break now. For those of you that are interested in Super Dave and what he does right now, Super Dave is getting ready to get some repairs done on himself. So right now, in order to check up on him, you can go check out combatspeed.com. That's his website. You can also stay abreast of him as he goes along on his Facebook page, which is at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've been sort of interested about the inner game of shooting. So let's abandon the whole injury thing coming up, and let's get into the idea where you might just get into your own head to the degree to where you're getting upset about your performance and it's beginning to affect your performance.
Okay. And are you talking about me or you?
I'm talking about your, well, let's talk about me.
I have stuff going on that I'm not digging on. I don't know, actually, there's some mechanics going on. Normally, my G45 has been point of aim, point of impact.
Right.
But I exhausted the lot of ammo I was working with and changed the manufacturer. So maybe my pistol doesn't like this ammo and it just prints high with it.
Right.
Either way you cut it, my G45 is going from a point of aim, point of impact pistol to a 6 o'clock hold pistol. Now, let's just say everything's mechanically correct, then have my eyes let go a little bit, and what I am now seeing is not technically actual. You know what I mean? My eyes change. So maybe that's part of the problem. But another point of interest that I've kind of generated in my own mind is, you know, I use the Trigicon HD XR night sights, correct?
Right.
I love the U-notch in the back. They're a perfect balance of speed and accuracy. But what I have found is I want to deliver a little more accuracy at the speed I'm currently able to. So I'm going to tighten the sights up a little bit. You know, the norm is to relax the sights as far as the width of the front sight and the rear notch and the type of rear notch you have.
Right.
The U-notch and the Trigicons give you much better visual access around the front sight. Anyway,
okay.
I'm going to tighten the sights up and see if I cannot tighten up my shot group, so to speak, at the speeds that I'm currently able to work. And this is purely kind of it's in the, you know, obviously the conceptual stage. I just need to set it up and shoot it, but I'm waiting for a support package to make it happen. Otherwise, I'm organizing a rifle project that has been going, you know, on concurrently for a little while now. But I finally have the setup, the technical setup, the gear to do an actual live fire verification. So, you know, I'm not just sitting around, even though, you know, I've got the surgery, upcoming surgery. I've got plenty to keep me mentally occupied throughout the physical downtime.
Now, when you get into your own inner game, right, because you're an instructor,
right,
you see so many people coming with so many different issues up there, is it easier for you to diagnose what's going on than, say,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because with me, you know, I just get sort of, you know,
bring up a very interesting point. You know, it's a very cool observation on your part.
Right.
An instructor is going to make or break himself on his analytical skills, his powers of observation and analytical ability. Because if you cannot recommend to an individual what it is they need to do to improve, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of a gig. Nobody's the same. Everybody's different. But that's where it's at. But you have to know and understand the subject material as well, and you have to possess the communication skills that will be required to convey the information in a manner in which, you know, it can be easily understood based on the individual's, you know, knowledge and understanding or ability level.
Right.
Knowledge and experience. Yeah, you're dead on.
Well, I mean,
as far as it being hard to do, not for me.
Yeah. Well, I watch Steve shoot, and Steve will sit there and critique himself with each shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he'll pull the trigger and go, all right, I'm pushing hard with my right hand. You know.
Okay, so how can he do that?
How can he push hard with his right hand?
No.
How can he diagnose that?
Yeah. What does that tell you?
That tells me he's
paying attention to what he's doing while he's doing it.
And he's got a lot of experience with it, too, right? I mean, that comes
into play. See, check this out. How many people have to struggle to the point to learn the fact they have to learn how to pay attention to what they're doing while they're doing it part? You see what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it sounds easy, right? But now think about this. Relax your brain, man. This might hurt. The fact of the matter is, what I strive to do is get a person to the point they become self-aware so they can self-analyze.
Right. Hang on with that thought because we're coming up on the break. I want to hear this entire thought because I need to start doing this. I've got some plans here very shortly and starting to cool off around here. Got some plans on my shooting and everything. There's a couple things I want to do. And so I need to, at the very least, listen to what you got to say before we run out of time. Now, for those of you who are interested in Combat Speed LLC, you can go to combatspeed.com. And that is very much a work in progress. And right now, Dave is getting ready to have a few things on his body repaired. And once that's done, then things will fire back up. And in the meantime, as you're keeping tabs on him, you can go check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires continue to devastate much of the western United States. A record of more than 2 million acres have been burned across California. That includes a new East Fire of Los Angeles that was caused by a gender reveal party. Colonel Jesse Miller with the California National Guard telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's been a challenge fighting these fires.
Yeah, it's been a complex operating environment with the record high heat, low humidity, as you mentioned, unpredictable and dynamic wind conditions, combined with the rugged terrain and altitude in the Sierras.
Busy day of campaigning for President Trump, the president speaking in Jupiter, Florida, and then Winston-Salem, North Carolina, tonight. The president on Tuesday saying he would spend whatever it takes to win. This is USA Radio News. As the election heads into the home stretch, Facebook is offering its users an interesting proposition. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120. In exchange, Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election.
With just 55 days until the election, the Biden campaign called a lid Tuesday morning, meaning there will be no new news from the Democratic nominee for the remainder of the day. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in Pennsylvania, where he took questions from AFL-CIO members. Biden also doing some local interviews. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary triggers, Salus, Reformation, Providence, the militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he's just getting ready to tell me how to self-diagnose or try to explain to me. I don't know that you can actually do that or
I can take a shot at it, man.
Have at it.
All right, check this out. One, as simple as this may sound, do you know how to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it? Because if you cannot do that, you cannot self-analyze or become self-aware. So that's kind of the first step, or it kind of happens hand in hand. However, you just need to be aware of it, because the emphasis is on reading your sights and being able to call your shots. So that level of awareness is a requirement, and it takes both mental and physical discipline to get there, to get to that part, right? Well, if you take that to the next level, every time you perform a task, whether you're successful or not, it does not matter. You should take the time to do an immediate work on developing your powers of recall and do an immediate mental review of everything that you were seeing, thinking, and feeling that was part of that performance, and verify it. Yeah, that's exactly what took place. and this is where things could have gone better. You got to be super careful how you think about yourself and how you critique yourself. You know, I've already worked through the whole, you can, you know, be hypercritical of yourself without even realizing it. And therefore, it kind of stunts your growth, so to speak. Whereas if you can make a mistake, recognize it for what it was and what caused it and get over it, you're best prepared to be successful on your next attempt. So there's a lot of moving parts. However, it's a learned thing for some people. You know, I've had to work at it myself. I've had to, I've had to figure it out for myself, come to my own realizations and figure out what works for me. But, you know, at the same time, I've been dual tasked to be able to describe it and break it down, you know, so it can be understood. You know, what are the actual requirements and what do you need to know and understand to be able to perform well? In a lot of respects, has nothing to do with the shooting piece. I mean, we could be talking about typing 100 words a minute on a keyboard. The end result is you still have to put in the work. You have to do the time. My goal is to shorten the learning curve, so to speak.
Right.
But coming back to being self-aware, you can only be self-analytical if you're self-aware. Because if you can't pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, how are you going to do a mental review of what just took place and why and what was the end result? You know, what was the sum of all the moving parts? What did you accomplish or not? You know, you have to have standards. You know, a lot of people have a tendency to think they can shoot much better than they actually do. And
yeah,
that's okay, because it's very easy to understand it and understand what needs to be done. It's just not as easy as it sounds. And it can be learned. But you need an open mind. You need to be super careful how you self-critique, because you are what you think. You know, if you think you suck, why are you surprised that you're not performing well?
Right.
Keep telling yourself, man, I can't, you know, I'm not doing it.
That really comes, that actually, I guess, would be easier to drink that in if you actually had a couple of instances where that did happen and you were like, wow, I'm just not doing this, and you started trying to self-diagnose and you actually made a correction and it worked, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because if you stop and think about it, Mr. Bill, dig this. Everybody, you know, I got guidance from my father when I was like 5. And I didn't seek it out. It just happened the way it has. But how do you actually learn? Learn by doing. Everybody needs guidance at some point. I got that guidance that I needed when I needed it. But you still have to put it together in real time.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Right.
And so, I mean, a simple example would be, how well coordinated are you mentally and physically? What is your level of mental and physical coordination? How fast can you process information? What level of mental agility do you possess? Can you sequence a task? Can you multitask? Because there's all kinds of decisions and actions required. You know what I mean? Especially in respect to combat marksmanship.
Right.
Marksmanship still. I mean, depending on what level you're competing at in the marksmanship realm, yeah, there's a lot of things that need to be learned and understood. But more importantly, comprehended and applied when it's required. So look at it this way. Here's another perspective. Everybody focuses on fundamentals and stuff, right? Master the basics ad infinitum, which is cool. You need to do that. However, what I challenge is even Brian Enos's book, Beyond Fundamentals. A lot of people consider that like the action shooting Bible of the day, you know, from back in the day. But get a copy of it, read it. It's awesome. You ought to have it in your pile. The Brian's point was, you know, I support it 100%. Get beyond it and look at what's actually happening in real time. Do you know what you're capable of performing within a given time frame? Do you even possess an awareness of time in the first place? And can you break it down and understand the mechanics in support of better applying the mechanics of shooting in real time to be successful? No matter what the shooting problem is, whether it's 25-yard bullseye or, you know, 15 bad guys running you down. You got to make a decision and go with it, you know. Get it worked. You got to do it. You don't really have time to think your way through it.
Gotcha. Yeah, you have to get that no-mind attitude. Coming up on the next break, Dave's website is called combatspeed.com. But if you want a more personal look into his life, you can check him out on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let's talk a little bit about what I refer to as gun wars. This is a thing that has been, it's as old, I guess, as time itself, because everybody gets sort of invested in their platform they choose as their primary platform, don't they?
They get what?
They get invested into it into to a point to where they might. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Wow.
Now, how do you deal? Now, I know that you own other guns. Yeah, I know that you own other guns besides your favorite Glock 45, and you've probably carried Glock 19, Glock 17, in addition to other things, right?
Right. 26.
So with those different weapons out there, and the fact that your students come to you carrying different weapons,
right.
With you, I would imagine that if they do have a problem, you have to be able to address that problem. So you probably have looked at everything. You've tried just about everything that is out there that's actually being carried by somebody.
If it's a viable modern-day combat handgun, sure.
Sure.
But the beauty of experience is, especially having the adaptability to apply what you know to different firearms and, you know, get a positive result. The bottom line is, you know, what's common between all of the modern-day combat handguns is a simple fact. You still have to hold it, aim it, and fire it. And you have to be able to do those three things simultaneously in order to, you know, be successful. It's a learned thing. So once you know and understand how to satisfy the actual mechanics of shooting in the first place, then you can get to the point where you can start to critique the little nuances or variances in the various manufacturers and make, model, caliber, location, and function of the controls, its locking system, you know, what's it zero for, man? What are the factory sites good for? Or do they need to be replaced? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, you know, it's, I don't readily, I don't know, man, call it bait and trap or catch and release on those arguments because I don't see the argument. You know, if people believe that, for example, and I'm just picking one out of the pile.
Sure.
Let's say the HKVP9, right? Let's say this dude believes that the VP9 is the go-to handgun for him. Whereas that doesn't, you know, jive with what I believe, which I feel the Glock is the best blaster for me. And sure. In general, period. But dude, he's entitled to his opinion, and if that's what he wants to believe, then let him believe it. Unless for some weird set of circumstances, you wind up in a man-on-man shoot-off, and then you can get into the critique of the, you know, who, what, when, where, and why. But the basic mechanics don't change across the spectrum.
Right.
But the biggest issue or variance in handguns are, you know, their size, grip surface, you know, what size are your hands in respect to the amount of real estate that needs to be employed or used? What is the location and function of the controls? Do you understand how to run the gun, not just shoot it, but run the gun right-handed only, left-handed only, or with both hands? Of course, you know, ammunition is a factor. But, I mean, look at the aftermarket sight industry. I mean, you know, look at that aspect of the industry in and of itself. It's like, it's mind-numbing. There are so many choices of sight combinations. And nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment. It is such an individualized thing, you know, and I support it being individualized.
Right.
You may not be able to shoot as well as you think you can, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. You can, you know, you shoot well enough to do the job. If you want to survive, you know, if that's your gig, if you're carrying concealed, or, you know, your employment requires the use of a firearm in performance of your duties, then you need to be prepared to do that. But otherwise, from a self-defense standpoint, nowadays, I fully support people kind of rethinking what self-defense actually means and expand their reach on, you know, carrying more reserve ammunition. You know, if you're used to carrying one, carry two. If you're used to carrying two, carry three. Up the ante, so to speak. But I've never heard anybody complain about having too much ammunition.
But, I'd imagine, you know, especially not after a gunfight. Right, yeah.
Right. But it's all good, man. I just don't buy the argument because as recent as just a couple of weeks ago, a good friend of mine, Kevin Reed of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we were doing a critique session on his performance over the course of the last year, and he was being a little hypercritical, and I was like, whoa, man, stop. Consider the fact that about every 3 months for the last year, you tooled up into a different blaster. You know, first it was the CZ. Then you went to the Beretta. Then you went from the Beretta to the VP9. And now you're back on the Glock, and you're trying to critique yourself for what reason? You've been working with so many different guns, you're kind of in the jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none pile. If you want to be good, make a decision on the handgun that you want to be good with and practice. Train and practice. There is no other recipe that's going to make it happen.
Right.
That's why I enjoy shooting stock locks.
Yeah.
It just underscores the simple fact it's a skill issue and not an equipment issue.
Right.
Although, you know, better equipment, you know, better result. But you got to know what you can do with what you have to do it with.
Right.
But do you possess the level of awareness to do that?
Let me ask you a question. Now, we got about 40 seconds left, so it's just a real quick yes or no answer. Do you prefer being a civilian as far as picking out your own hardware for the weapon you're going to carry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There
much more flexibility.
Yeah, that's what my thoughts have been as well. You can find Dave stuff at combatspeed.com, and you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington on Facebook. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. I appreciate the opportunity, man. You take care, and hopefully talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Coming up next is Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. That is hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.